This world is going down the drain. It should not be used for oneself. Money should not be misused, and one should practice brahmacharya as much as possible. The ultimate extract of our nourishment is semen, and it is dissipated and lost in sex. There are certain nerves in the body that help preserve semen, and this in turn protects the body. Therefore, brahmacharya should be preserved as much as possible.
But I still do not understand why one should practice brahmacharya.
I'm not trying to force you into doing anything. You should be able to understand by yourself. It is a different matter if you cannot practice brahmacharya. But you should never oppose brahmacharya. Brahmacharya is the best tool for health and spiritual progress. Let go of this talk of brahmacharya. Do not practice brahmacharya. I am not of the opinion that you have to practice brahmacharya. I do tell people to get married. I do not have any objection to people getting married. Those who desire the pleasures of worldly life and have a desire for material things, they should get married, and those who do not like worldly pleasures and are seeking eternal happiness should not get married.
Is it true that married people attain real knowledge, Atmagnan, later than those who are not yet married?
If a married couple takes a vow of brahmacharya, they will understand the bliss of the self completely. Otherwise, they cannot understand whether their happiness comes from sexual gratification or from the pure soul. Those who are under the vow of brahmacharya experience eternal bliss of the self within. Their mind and body both remain healthy.
Then is the state of the self the same for the one who's married and the one practicing brahmacharya?
The person who is under the vow of brahmacharya will never fall, no matter how bad the difficulties. That is called safe side. Brahmacharya is the king of the body. A person practicing brahmacharya has a wonderful mind. Brahmacharya is the extract of the entire living body.
Dada, this extract of the body, the vitality, does not go to waste, does it?
No, the vitality may dissipate. It does become useless in sex, does it not? That extract is a very different matter. Lord Mahavir had the extract of brahmacharya for 42 years. Vitality is the ultimate extract of all the extracts from the food we eat. If this extract is properly preserved, one can quickly attain the self. One will be protected from the pains of the world and all bodily ailments. There will be no suffering of any kind.
Dada, does brahmacharya not come under...